The 2015 tornado season is upon us. How knowing the truths about these storms could save your life. If you've ever been in a tornado, then you know just how powerful and also devastating these storms can be.
They're literally taking a tremendous amount of atmospheric energy and turning into a giant vacuum cleaner.
That's Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey, who says that despite our being able to see dramatic real-time videos of these storms, there are still many misconceptions or myths still floating around. For example, some areas, such as high elevations in some regions of the country, are completely protected from tornadoes.
In the late 80s, a tornado rushed across the mountaintops in Yellowstone National Park at the 10,000-foot level.
He says mountains, river valleys, and certain areas are climatologically favored to tornado activity.
You don't want to ever think of yourself as completely safe from tornadoes.
And in fact, tornadoes have been reported in every state in the country. Another common belief?
The low pressure associated with a tornado causes buildings to explode.
But of course, that's wrong.
The low pressure in a tornado, although strong, is not enough to cause a building to explode.
It is true that winds of a strong tornado can level a house. Should a tornado hit, Rippey advises to make sure you have a NOAA alert radio and get low.
Just try to get to a safe place, that being the lowest level of the house, or if you don't have that, maybe into a bathtub covered by blankets or a mattress or something to protect your body from flying debris.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.